Jan, let's go back to you. I had asked you right before the break if you thought that it was possible that some of these Bigfoot sightings or reports might indeed be from a planetary nature, in that they are creatures like chimpanzees or apes or even us.
I can speculate for hours, but I try to go as much as possible and on the basis of evidence. And the evidence is limited, but very intriguing, such as it is so far. People see chimpanzees, they see orangutans, they see gorillas, they see humanoid beings, they see humans covered with hair, they see the classic Bigfoot. We can't tell exactly if they're from a specific planet. It would seem that the planets in our solar system are rather hostile to life as we know it, because of extreme temperatures, great heat, great cold, so forth. And there just isn't any proof that that they come from a planet in our solar system. It is conceivable, of course, that if UFOs are dropping some of them off to do things like collecting livers to analyze for pollution.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to find out, read pollution in the area, is to read the liver of a creature, of an animal like a deer.
True.
Or even a human, or a cat. So it is conceivable that these are, they could be androids, they could be manufactured by aliens, they could be the aliens that do the traveling, maybe. Of course, some people say that those are androids themselves, and that the master aliens are their biological ones. We just can't prove this. It's all visual sightings so far of that type. But we do have strong indicators. It's almost evidence in the form of tracks that disappear, of creatures that disappear. They've disappeared in front of me. I've had tracks at the same time disappear. I've found tracks in the snow that disappeared after starting from lying under a bush where the snow had come down on top of it.
No, when you say disappear, tracks, they just like end and then you have no idea? Okay.
Terminate. They just terminate with no excuses. I've had desperate F&B kids contact me saying, well, of course Bigfoot walked backwards. Well, backwards to what?
Yeah, I don't think Bigfoot would have the time to want to walk backwards.
Well, also, there's no indication of this, because you would find overlaps and double prints and so forth. There's no such thing as perfectly stepping into your own footprint. I've had people try and tell me, oh, yes, they hide their footprints, which I think is utter garbage. Bigfoot doesn't walk along with a broom sweeping out his footprints behind it as it goes. It doesn't have time for that either. But there are quite a few of them have been found, at least four instances now, by a researcher named Brian Smith in Walla Walla, Washington. He's one of the few people who isn't just talking on the internet, talking big and doing nothing, but he's actually doing something. He gets out there in the cold, he has a 4x4 truck, and he does hiking and also snowshoeing, and he goes out in the truck. And he has now found with his wife and his friends four different instances where tracks have started from nowhere in a milling around spot, have proceeded maybe for 400 or 500 track prints, and then it just terminated.
And to me, if that's indeed the case, then it means that they either went into another dimension or like a portal, or they went up somehow.
Well, a CIA black helicopter must have come along and gave them a lift and hooked them up.
Or a UFO.
Or else they disintegrated and dematerialized. I have, by the way, a picture of a materializing Sasquatch on one of my many websites. And people can see that if they want to turn on their computer while they're listening to the show.
Now, I've got two websites for you. I've got, and I'll spell the first one, BECKJORD.com, and then Bigfoot.org. Will those both of us get
Bigfoot.org will lead you, will link to Beckyard.com/Bigfoot.
Okay.
But the one where the creature is half materialized, He's 20 feet up in the air. I gave him a nickname, and that is Grover. He's about 15 feet ahead over another creature with a long nose in the background, which I call Lauren. And both of them are up high over a full-breasted, squatting Bigfoot that I call Patricia, and all in one photograph. This is one of those deals where you take the picture and you don't see anything, but they turn up in your film later.
Let me ask you something about that. Why is that? Why do they show up after you take the photograph?
They're showing. Well, the camera is picking them up, possibly because of some kind of a frequency vibration.
Like an orb, for example?
Some people get orbs and see them. Other people get orbs and don't see them. I also have orbs, some interesting orbs taken in Oklahoma by a guy named Cliff Sewell down there. And he managed to get pictures of a very strong F&B advocate who carries a .44 Magnum on his hip, Dr. Charles Hallmark, and they were peering into a Bigfoot shelter, or what could be one, down at a place called Brown Springs. And the photograph is interesting because there are five BOLs in the picture. One of them has a monkey face in the BOL, and another one of the BOLs is on the good doctor's, he's a herbal doctor, herbalist.
Right.
He has a, in his buttocks area, where you'd expect heat to come out. But then he has a large one, sort of like a rainbow, all around his head. And he didn't even know it. He had no idea. They only found out later when they got the picture developed.
Well, why? I mean, that's the strange part about it. I mean, what is it about the film, technically, that that picks up on these where the human eye does not, in most cases?
Well, there are things that get picked up in infrared black and white film that you don't normally see.
True.
And I can only speculate that this is a frequency situation.
Okay.
Where the film is able to pick up something on a vibrational level or frequency level that the human eye does not get.